on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, football fans. Welcome to Hawks Field here in College Place. And you heard me talking last week. I was talking about the wonderful sunset and how beautiful it was in Goldendale. And now we have a bird's eye view looking across the valley here in Walla Walla at one of my favorite hiking places, Pikes Peak, as we're getting ready for the first league action of the year in South Central Athletic Conference A East action between the College Place Hawks and the Riverview Panthers. Again, I'm Scott Reardon. I'll be bringing you all the action tonight here on KGDC2. The Riverview Panthers come in, just kind of set the stage here for you. They come in 0-2 on the year, two non-conference losses, one in their opener at OMAC, 51-28. Last week they lost at home 25-0 to Natchez Valley. The Hawks come in after winning their opener here on this field 2 weeks ago, 29-8 over Highland. Then they went on the road last week to Goldendale and suffered a 48-12 loss. But as it is, it's again, both teams come in having played two non-conference games. Riverview, coached by Bryce Cannell, were 1-9 last year, 1-5 league. They were fifth place out of six teams in the South Central A League. Just kind of, again, kind of giving you some idea of what we're looking at from them on a team standpoint. They lost a few players who were all-conference selections, but probably the biggest story for them offensively, kind of looking ahead, is their sophomore quarterback, Caden Lee, who'll be calling the signals. Lee on the year, three touchdowns, one interception. He is 19 for 37, 208 yards. And he'll be probably putting the ball in the air quite a bit tonight. And also look for the emergence here of a freshman, Spencer Weatherby, freshman running back, 28 carries, 179 yards, 6.4 yard per carry on the year, and one touchdown. That's, again, kind of giving you some idea offensively what to expect here from Riverview. Again, beautiful evening here. It's been kind of actually warmer this week than it was last. I checked the temperature here about an hour ago, and we were still in the low 80s. And as both teams are out on the field, Riverview wearing their white tops and red pants with, it looks like, a Navy-type numeral with Navy helmets. The Hawks be wearing their Navy tops with white pants and their orange numerals and their Navy helmets. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff right now here from Hawks Field, as a few fans have already trickled in. And I had a chance this last week to sit down with head coach Donald Pons and chat about the team and what to look for this week. And we're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi Walla Walla, Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Are you looking for a quality used vehicle, but tired of the same old hassles and gimmicks that get you to buy a vehicle? Well, that won't happen at Paragon Auto Sales. I built this business on old-fashioned values of trust, loyalty, commitment to the customer. It's the perfect place to make a good sound judgment on your next vehicle purchase. Or we can help you get rid of that extra vehicle too. Come see us today, Paragon Auto Sales, on the corner of Myra and Rose. Or visit our website at usedcarswallawalla.com.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. It's time for the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons. Donald, first of all, coming off a 48-12 loss to Goldendale last week, who are some individual performances you would like to highlight for the game?
I would like to highlight really Kyler Tyner, who did an amazing job. He stepped in and played a little bit of quarterback for us in a kind of a wildcat package that we have. We're pretty limited in regards to our air raid offense and throwing, but he stepped in. The team, the defense knew what we were doing, and he stepped in and made some big plays. He had a 60-yard-plus run that got us on the board early, kept us in the game. He did a phenomenal job on the defensive end and also returning kicks for us, and he was close to breaking a couple of those kicks. So we're going to try to get him out in space again, and that's really what he is. He makes magic happen there. Grayson Taylor, he also did a really good job. He played a little bit of quarterback for us as well in the Wildcat set. He ran a 35-yard touchdown run at the end of the game, and it was really nice. He made some really good moves. He got the tough yards for us. And so, you know, we said, hey, you know, get in there, you get 3-4 yards a pop, we're good. And that's what he did. And so he stuck his nose in there. So we built a little something with those two guys playing quarterback. And they did really well on that part. And then, you know, you have our freshmen that really stepped in, and, you know, they're called early to duty this season. And Jackson Shumate played a little bit of quarterback and safety, as well as Tanner Schreindel. He played a little bit of safety and linebacker for us. Adriel Zaragoza, play receiver. Those guys that stepped in for us, and they did a phenomenal job. They did what they're asked, and we're not asking them to do too much. You know, we're just going to slowly and steadily get them some playing time so they understand. And, you know, this thing is built for the future. So those guys we're going to lean on those guys heavily coming up. So, yeah.
About 10 minutes ago, I shook Grayson's hand and I said, you get the Courage Award for the week.
Yeah, definitely.
So heading into our game with Riverview this week, what are your central goals for the team?
Our central goals is, you know, we just got to refocus. And one of those things is to come out, practice, have sharp practices. So we focus on ourselves and so have sharp practices, everybody on time to practice. We get in, we get out. We make sure that our periods, our sessions are really crisp, and we're going to lay it out for our students and our athletes to really, really know what's going on and understand what we're trying to get accomplished. And so, you know, that's really just our overall goal. You know, we have some defensive, offensive, special team goals. Our defensive goals are to hold the team under Riverview under 21 points, get 2 turnovers offensively, score more than 21 points, and, you know, accumulate 225 plus yards, you know, total offense. And so, you know, you hear those numbers and you're like, man, that's not really, but for us and where we are, that would be an accomplishment and something that our kids mm-hmm. can really reach and grab. So those are some of our goals. But again, like I said, refocus and just kind of, you know, let this week, the last 2 weeks get behind us, and then just kind of say, hey, our focus is now here. The past is the past, and we got to move forward.
As you well know, your roster's been kind of fluid here the last couple of weeks,
yeah.
As we laugh. Any injury updates or roster situations to note going into the game against Riverview?
Yeah, we're pretty much going to be we'll have the same team. We'll pick up a couple of players that will spot play here or there. Dustin Josephic is still out with a knee injury, and we're going to find out this week whether or not how serious or when he can come back. But for the most part, we are where we are, and we're going to have to roll what we have. During the game, Tyner got hurt, got a little dinged up a little bit, but we'll think he'll be back and ready to go for this next game.
So what do you know about Riverview Panthers coming into the game? The first league game in college place, high school history.
Yeah, it's exciting because it's now we played the preseason part of the season, and we're getting to the heavy part. And so, Riverview is at – I know in the past that they have been pretty good. You know, they had a couple of coaching changes, and they went through a little bit of a down year last year. They starting off slow this year, but we know that they're going to bring their A game. They're gonna be ready to go as league time. And so if they can go out and get a win, we know they're going to play tough against us. And we're doing the same thing. We're going to go out and we're going to play our best. We're going to put our kids in the right position. We know that they run a shotgun wing variation. They're pretty methodical on that piece, and as well on the defensive end, they run a 4-4, cover 3 on the back end. So, we really have our work cut out for us in regards to our roster. But now that we have a week ahead, we made some changes into our playbook. We're gonna utilize what we have.
I'm sure you've heard the statement, the older I get, the better I was. Let's relive some former gridiron glory. What's the greatest moment that you experienced as a football player?
Yeah, I have a couple of these, and I could talk forever on these things. But, I'll go back to my redshirt freshman year. I was a backup corner. I was too deep on the roster, and our number one corner got injured for a game. And it was a huge game. We were playing Texas A&M Kingsville, Division II school in Texas. It was a big play called. I was playing all game, playing pretty well, pretty solid. And those guys figured that they're going to pick on a freshman, and they picked on me. And I had in my hands a pick six. I dropped it, but it was a great play nevertheless. But then in the end, it was down. We were up, and they had one last play, and they threw a fade to the corner of the end zone. And guess who it was against? It was against me. And I knocked the ball away, and our team won. And that was we were both ranked teams in the Division II. I can't recall what we were ranked, but we were both. It was a pretty a high stakes game in regards to playoff implications and league standings and things like that. And it was just a fun game. And I was the hero for the day. Played well that game. It was something that I'll never forget.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Football on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Your ship has come in. Okay, how about your shipping has come in? During the month of September at Walla Walla's Postal Annex, get their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon. $3 off ground, $5 off air. And it's truly the way to go, wherever it needs to go. Whether you're packing up, a college student, relocating, whatever, wherever. Remember, during the month of September, their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon is available. $3 off ground, $5 off air at Walla Walla's Postal Annex with convenient front door parking. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Every once in a while, a really good deal comes along. Well, this is it. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and for as little as $59 a month, you can have a new 95% efficient gas furnace. That's right, zero down and $59 a month on approved credit for a clean, burning, even heat, super reliable gas furnace, and receive a $250 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 to get your new high efficient gas furnace for only $59 a month. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. Again, we're getting ready for kickoff, about 8 minutes away. First league game of the season for both teams. First in school history for College Place, College Place Hawks and the Riverview Panthers. Last week I was going to get into my keys to the game, and I looked down, and all of a sudden they were kicking off about 5 minutes early. And I'm going to do that here in a moment. Keys to the game for me are, first of all, College Place has a bunch of moving parts on both sides of the ball, and I think controlling line play will be very important for the Hawks to really stay in this game. As we saw last week, there was really no semblance of a passing game really at all, and just to keep Riverview's defense honest and not stack the box, anything they can do, College Place, that is, to get the ball downfield, throwing up, and I'd say like east and west down the field to keep the ball moving and keep them honest would be a real plus. Another thing I would say is third key to the game for me is avoid strings of negative plays. So if there's something goes poorly for the Hawks, either offensively or defensively, as the other team makes a big play, not to keep stacking those plays back to back, but limit the damage and, again, avoid those long strings of negative plays. And I think, two, last week we saw Grayson Taylor step up in the second half running the ball and really did a great job. And I'm just kind of curious to see what player for the Hawks will step up this week and maybe kind of come out of nowhere and really shine tonight. And I think they need an outstanding performance or maybe a surprise source tonight to stay in this ball game. They're announcing the starting lineups again. Riverview Panthers along the far way, a handful of fans making the trip over from Findlay. And again, Riverview is just beyond Kennewick on the other side of the Columbia and about 3-4 miles outside of Kennewick downstream from that in that area. And they, again, are from the South Central AC League East. And again, this will be the opening conference game for both teams. As they're, again, announcing the starting lineups, and trying to see if there's anything more pregame I want to say about Riverview. Again, they were 1-9 last year, and they are 0-2 coming into this game. And College Place, again, will be starting quarterback Grayson Taylor, and we'll see a lot of Kyler Tyner running out of the backfield. Defensively, Maxwell Crane has actually moved from corner to safety, he told me today. He has two interceptions in the first two games, made some good plays in each of the first two games. And again, College Place, kind of, like I said to Coach Pond, kind of a fluid lineup. And they lost, of course, James Palmer, their offensive star, who moved away after week one and really just trying to make the most of things from a roster standpoint. And as they wait for more players to become eligible, as I see five players down the sidelines not in uniform, and to give them some help on both sides of the ball. We're getting ready here for the national anthem as juniors Hannah Rickards and Monica Ibarra are getting ready to step up, and both teams in place for that. And we're going to take a two-minute timeout here. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature.
Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. The captain's heading out onto the field for the coin toss for College Place. Captains are Grayson Taylor, Miguel Marino, Axel Corain, and Cameron Lindstrom. Just to outline action tonight, let's start with the SCAC East. Of course, we have this game here, and we have Waluk at Columbia Burbank here about 50 miles away. Also in the East, we have number 2-ranked Connell at Kiona Benton, and we have Warden traveling to number 1-ranked in the state, Royal, who will be College Place's opponent next week, because they're going to be going the road to Royal next week. And then we have Highland versus Zilla. Actually, that would be a Western Conference game, Highland versus Zilla. Other games in the West, Goldendale versus Lyle Wishram, and Granger versus LaSalle. That'll be in Yakima at Marquette Stadium. Cleo Roslin versus Natchez Valley. And that'll do it for tonight's action, both in the West and the East. And if you're like me, you're probably going, what are the teams? Who are they? And again, there are 8 teams in the ACAC, SCAC East, and 7 teams in the Western Division. College Place has had 2 games against Western Division teams, non-conference games, against Goldendale and Highland. And they will have now play all teams in the SCAC East. That'll be 7 games to round out their 9-game schedule. Looks like College Place has won the toss and elected to defer. And they will defend the north end zone, and they will kick off, and the Panthers from Riverview will receive. Again, if you're unfamiliar with College Place High School or numbers or anything like that, College Place currently has approximately 340 students, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. This is the 3rd year of the high school, and they'll be adding 1 more grade next year as the 8th graders come up from Sager. And the population at that point will be about 470 to 490, depending on who you talk to, students. And if you're unfamiliar with my role, I teach business education at College Place High School. They might talk about more of that detail here in the future. Also, I just want to note that at halftime, a little special feature I have is an interview with cross-country coach Darren Durand. And he's going to talk about where the team's at, as they had a meet on Wednesday. And I'll give you some details about that halftime as well. But they do have a returning state champion, Kenneth Rooks, as they move up to the A level in cross country. So stay tuned for that at halftime. The Hawks are going to kick off. Miguel Moreno will tee it up for College Place. And Riverview is going to send two backs deep, as it's going to be Weatherby and, I believe this is pronounced Betts, B-E-I-T-Z. You can correct me on that if you'd like. Betts and Weatherby back deep to receive Miguel Moreno's kick. Lines are set. Here's the kick. High spiraling kick, actually going to go out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. That'll be a procedure call. And again, in high school, when the ball goes out of bounds, you can either have it re-kicked. You can take the ball where it goes out, or you can take it 25 yards downfield, which would be the 35-yard line. Imagine the Riverview is going to want to start there, and they're going to spot it right there, middle of the field, at the 35-yard line. So the Hawks are going to come out in their Navy uniforms. I'll try to get to some of their starters here in a moment on the line. Schwartz, Forbird, Berg, and Thompson, as we already said here. Caden Lee, again, the sophomore quarterback and shotgun, flanked by two running backs. Take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off left side, breaking free. Good yardage. Going up the middle is the running back, Colton Anderson. He came from the left wing side there, and give Anderson a gain of 8 yards on the play up to the 43-yard line. Stopped by about two or three Hawks. Second down and two. As in the starting lineup is Noah Merka, also at right end. Same formation again with Lee in shotgun, flanked by Weatherby and Anderson. Wide to either side. One man uncovered out there. Finally, they scramble to get to him. Handoff, Weatherby, big hole up the middle, makes one man miss. And about four Hawks, led by Cameron Lindstrom, finally drive him down in Hawks territory, but not before the freshman running back, Weatherby, picks up 14 yards. And a Riverview first down will spot him down at the 43-yard line. Initial first down of the game for the Riverview Panthers, as they have it now at the 43, first and 10. Same formation, Weatherby and Anderson flanking Lee, with the receiver Carlos Torres out left. Just pitched the ball off the left side. Anderson goes alley, breaks the tackle, and is driven down. Hanging on for dear life, finishing him off there is Tyner, and getting up was, I think that was Tyner on the tackle, and give Anderson a gain of 13 down to the 30-yard line. Another Riverview first down, first and 10 at the Hawks 30 hash mark left. Calling the formation again, here is a sophomore, Caden Lee, the quarterback, long count. He's going to go back to pass, looks to throw. He'll fire a deep pass toward the end zone. Man is wide open, Betts, as a defender fell down, and Betts is just going to walk right into the end zone. Lead to Betts for 30 yards, and with 10:30 to go here in the first quarter, the Panthers strike first on the 30-yard bomb. Again, man wide open as a defender fell down, and is a touchdown for Riverview. So that did not take long. Four plays, 60 yards, short drive, a minute and a half, as a sophomore Lee connecting from 30. Out they come for the extra point. And it looks like they're going to go for two. And they got the swinging gate formation out there with Caden Lee behind the center. And men all over the field. And Lee just fires out in the flat, and it's incomplete. Through the hands of the receiver, and the try is no good. 10:30 to go here, first quarter, your score. Riverview 6, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers. And boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love. And you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to a beautiful evening here at Hawks Field. We're looking across the Walla Walla Valley here on the campus of College Place High School. 10:30 to go here, first quarter. It didn't take Riverview Panthers long. Their opening possession as College Place won the toss, elected to defer. And they ran it three times, threw it once, and went quickly downfield. Four plays, 65 yards, highlighted by Lee's 30-yard pass to the receiver, Beth. Onside kick, did it go 10 yards? I think it did. And it looks like, Riverview did not, I think Riverview came up with it. Beth comes out and lays it down. As I'm confused, it looked like it went 10 yards, but maybe he said they touched it. And the officials are saying it's College Place ball. And out come the officials to talk about it. It went 11 yards to the College Place side of the field. And it looks like they're going to give the ball to Riverview. And yes, it is first and 10 as the initial signal went the other way. I was confused there for a second. So tough break for College Place. There's a perfectly executed onside kick. It's a dribble right up the middle. They just surrounded and covered, and they've got the ball right back. Same formation with Weatherby and Anderson flanking the quarterback, Caden Lee. College Place four-man front. Lee in shotgun. He's going to, the running backs run into each other. Now breaking free to the left side and drag down after about a five-yard gain is Anderson, tackled by Schwartz. And give Anderson, like I said, 5 yards. Anderson is a 5'5", 145-pound freshman running back. Give you an idea about the other running back, Weatherby. He's 5'9", 185, also a freshman. Again, Weatherby coming into the game with some decent statistics, rushing 28 carries, 179 yards, averages 6.4 yards per carry. Second down and five, middle of the field, Panthers at the College Place. 45, their second possession as they recover the onside kick after scoring in their first possession. Left side, big opening off the left side. Anderson breaks free. Marshall on the tackle down at around the, we'll call it the 38, between the 38 and the 37, to give Anderson a gain of 7 yards on the play. And the Panthers will pick up their fourth first down. 9:35 to go here, first quarter. Score is already 6-0 Riverview. They scored in the opening possession and recovered a dribbler onside kick. Off to the right goes Betts, who just a moment ago caught a 30-yard touchdown. Wide left is Torres. College Place four-man front, shifting around with Lee in shotgun, flanked by his running back. Hand the ball off right up the middle. Big hole breaking free. Anderson spins, tries to get away, cannot. Tackled there on the play for College Place by Miguel Moreno, but not before gain of about, call it 13 yards on the carry by Anderson as he spun down for another first down, their fifth, and now they have the ball at the College Place 25. I'm pausing because I'm taking stats here as I'm talking. Weatherby and Anderson again flanking the quarterback Lee. Four-man front again, hand the ball right up the middle, and Matt trying to get away, not able to, and stuffed in the backfield. Great penetration there on the play as breaking through again was Cameron Marshall, and he's going to hit Anderson for a loss of three, their first negative yardage play. They've just been all positive, and they've gotten big chunks of yardage so far. Move it back to the 28, second down and 13 to go for Riverview in their white tops and red pants. Again, Lee, the quarterback in shotgun, snap back. He's going to run option right, keeps the ball, breaks free, and has a hole on the right side. Finally, knife down by a couple of Hawks on the play there on the right side. Getting up is Miguel Moreno, kind of slowly limping. Give him the quarterback that is Lee, a gain of 8 on the keeper as he ran option right. Faked the pitch to Anderson, kept it for 8. He'll bring up 3rd down and 5 from the College Place 20. Again, straight line in the backfield. Weatherby, Lee, and Anderson wide to either side. Four-man front as it's surveying the defense. That's a movement there on the right side as a flinch by Betts. And we're going to get a procedure call against the Panthers. So what looked like a manageable 3rd and 5, and to move it back just a little bit, 5 yards back to the 25-yard line, right near the original line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 10, again, 7:26 to go here, first quarter. Riverview scoring on their first possession, and they are driving again. So it's going to be hash mark right, 3rd and 10, Torres left and Betts right. Lee, the sophomore quarterback in shotgun, 4 Hawks on the defensive line. Linebacker showing blitz. Quick pass, backward pass in the flat. And trying to get away and not is Anderson as Cameron Linsome comes up and decks him. That again looked like a backward pass, but it goes for a loss of 5 yards to Anderson. And it's going to be 4th down. 4th down and 15. Let's see what Riverview can dial up here. They're really too close to punt here. They've got the ball at the 30-yard line, 3rd and 15. College Place is going to come out with a loose front here. It looks like 4-man as Lee is in the shotgun, flanked by Weatherby. 2 wides out to the right, one of which is Anderson. 1 man slotted here left, 2 wides left. 4-man front, back to pass. Is Lee looking to throw, fires over the middle. That pass is right in there, caught by Torres, breaks the tackle. Dives toward the goal line. They signal touchdown, but he's actually down at the 3 as this little crossing route by Torres on 4th and 15 goes for 27 yards and a Riverview first down. So it looked like College Place might hold there, but instead Torres with a big catch is a perfectly throwing ball by Lee takes it down to the 3. 1st and goal, Riverview at the 3-yard line. Clock running, 6:10 to go here, first quarter. I'm still getting over the sight of 8 College Place cheerleaders in front of me. First year we've had those cheerleaders here. We're going to run. They got a running back right behind the center, Weatherby in Wildcat. Just takes a snap, goes right up the middle, has a little bit of a hole. Now he just totally breaks through all the way to the end of the goal line. So Weatherby, the freshman, keeps it himself on the Wildcat direct snap. He scores from 3 yards out, and Riverview goes up 12-0 here. So again, College Place offense yet to see the field as Riverview got the opening drive, took it 4 plays, 65 yards, recovered an onside kick to the College Place 49, and they did have a 4th and 15. Looks like College Place might hold, but instead they take it in, convert on a 27-yard pass play to Torres. And now Lee, ordinarily the quarterback, in for the placement. And the lines are set. And they're going to now shift, and everybody's just kind of running all over the place. And now we have a flag as we have some movement. And what's the call here? The official's pointing, and our call is dead ball encroachment against College Place. So all that movement caused the Hawks to jump off, and again in high school, with encroachment, if you jump across that imaginary line, the length of the football, you cannot go back, and so they're going to mark it, I believe, half the distance to the, if you want to call it that, the 1.5-yard line, middle of the field, and they are going to go for 2. I think that was their intent anyway, to try to draw the Hawks off. Again, they're going to go with the Wildcat set. Weatherby flanked by Anderson. He's got 2 running backs in front of him for blocking. It's kind of a rugby scrum style here. Snap directly to Weatherby. He just runs right into line, plows through, and the freshman Weatherby is going to get 2 points on the conversion. 5:46 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Riverview 14, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments, just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawksfield here in College Place. 5:46 to go is Riverview. That is first quarter. Riverview has had the ball twice, and they had scored twice on 65-yard and 49-yard drives. College Place looking to run their initial offensive play as Anthony Carrillo teeing it off here from the 40, and College Place a little more wary this time. Creo with a line shot boot taken by Tyner down at the 15, looking for a block up the middle field, kind of going in slow motion, now reverses his field, and he is spun down and dropped by about three Panthers, one of whom looks to be Devin Roberts at the 30-yard line. So finally, the Hawks get possession of the football at the 30. As they're going to come out, I believe, with Grayson Taylor at quarterback. And we'll just kind of talk about the offensive line here. Braden Schwartz, tackle. Marcus Forberg, guard. Center, Devin Byrd, guard. Xavier Thompson, and tackle, Miguel Moreno. As they're going to come out with Taylor at quarterback, flanked by Tyner, two wide to either side against a four-man Riverview front. Taylor in shotgun. He's going to hand the ball off up the middle. Tyner, now he's spun around trying to get free. And he's dropped by about three Panthers, led by Anderson and Weatherby, both freshmen. And they're going to hit Tyner back at the 29 for a loss of one. Looks like that play might go somewhere until the hole closed very quickly. And it's now going to bring up second down 11. Again, College Place trying to get... They had a hard time getting offensive momentum last week as they had a big touchdown run by Tyner and another one by Taylor. But passing-wise, it was really nothing to speak of, as they had a total of 8 yards passing last week. Taylor will line up in shotgun, flanked by Tyner with two wides to either side against a four-man front. High snap over his head. Taylor goes back to cover it, and the ball is loose. Looked like Taylor did come up with it, but clear back at the 15-yard line for a loss of 14 to bring shades of the opener. We saw that about three times. And that is not what College Place wants at this point. Third down and 25, clear back at their own 15, as we saw in that opener. At one point, I think they had a third down and 50 from two consecutive 20-yard losses on snaps. Of course, by that time, the game was out of hand, and College Place had it pretty much in control. But still, here in the first quarter, that is devastating. Third down and 25, they have four black bops backs in the backfield, going down and get the ball on the fumble. Looked like it was trying to get it to Marshall. He fumbles it, and Riverview says they got it. Looked like it was off the hip of Marshall, and Riverview has it at the 13-yard line. So a bunch of adversity here for the Hawks. Rough start here, as I said in the opener. One of the keys they want to try to avoid is turning the ball over and having consecutive poor plays, and that was two tough ones in a row. College Place is going to take a timeout, and so are we. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. As River, you already leading 14-0 as the ball first and 10 at the Hawks 13. After the fumble, snap to Lee. They can do a reverse left side right up the middle. Nobody there. Diving into the end zone and scoring on the run is, looked like, Devin Taggart. Taggart taking it in from 13 yards out, and the Riverview Panthers now go up 20-0 here in the first quarter. Taggart on this little reverse there, inside reverse, as they ran everything to the right and flipped it to the left. He had an open sailing to about the 3 where he was hit, and he falls in the end zone for the score. Third touchdown already for Riverview, 7th first down, and they go up 20-0. Lee in for the extra point for Riverview. Lines are set. Here's a snap. It's low. Placement is down. Line shot right up the middle, and it is good. 3:46 to go here, first quarter. Your score, Riverview 20, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hi, Walla Walla. Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Are you looking for a quality used vehicle, but tired of the same old hassles and gimmicks that get you to buy a vehicle? Well, that won't happen at Paragon Auto Sales. I built this business on old-fashioned values of trust, loyalty, commitment to the customer. It's the perfect place to make a good sound judgment on your next vehicle purchase. Or we can help you get rid of that extra vehicle, too. Come see us today, Paragon Auto Sales, on the corner of Myra and Rose. Or visit our website at usedcarswallawalla.com.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place, where a bit of adversity has run into the College Place Hawks. 21-0 here in the first quarter. They've had the ball for 3 offensive possessions, while Riverview has just gone right down the field 3 times, the last one only going 13 yards in one play. Teeing it off again is Carrillo with Taylor and Tyner deep. Short kick. Going to be fielded out through the hands, but coming up the right side, trying to break free, cutting back inside is the return man, Corain. We have a flag down. It's Axel Corain, the junior, taking it up to the 35-yard line. But we have, again, a flag down on the play. A return of about, 13 yards by Corain on the kickoff return. Hold on, and we'll see what the call is. We have a personal foul face mask against Riverview. So add a 15-yard penalty. That'll move the ball clear to midfield as College Place, their initial possession was from about the 30-yard line and immediately went backwards. This one much better at midfield as we're at 3:38 to go here first quarter. Riverview up 21-0. College Place comes out in there. Navy tops, white bottoms, moving from left to right, heading south. Again, they're going to have a diamond formation, 4 backs in the backfield. Hand the ball off to Marshall, and he is just stuffed in the backfield. Led there on the tackle by Jose Cortez, but Marshall hit for a loss of 5. As College Place looking for some offensive mojo here. That one again going, like I said, for minus five. Second down, I could call it a loss of four, back to their own 46. Second down and 14, Taylor gets the call from Coach Donald Pons. As out here, they're going to send Lindstrom out by himself to the right. Looks like Corrine wide left. Again, diamond formation in the backfield as Riverview stacking the line. Looks like they might have stepped across. And yes, we did have dead ball as the right end trying to bluff charge the line. He encroached, and again, an encroachment is when they cross that imaginary line on either side of the football. That's a five-yard penalty. So the yard lost on the carry by Marshall will be regained, and it'll be approximately second down and nine, now into Riverview territory for the first time at the Panther 49-yard line. Taylor coming to the getting the call from the sideline from Coach Pons, the junior quarterback. 2:48 to go in clock running first quarter. Riverview Panthers up 21-0. Again, this is the inaugural league game for both teams this year. And, of course, the first one in school history for College Place here on the College Place campus. Lindstrom again wide right. Looks like Marshall and Corrine wide left with Schwindel slotted right here. Tyner looks like he's going to be in Taylor keeping the ball, fires downfield, and trying to catch it was Lindstrom coming back on it. It falls incomplete as he was battling Betts, as Taylor just kind of throwing it to a spot downfield at about the 35-yard line. Could have been picked off. But valiant effort by the junior Lindstrom try to come back and make the catch over the top of the receiver. Going to bring up a third down and nine call at the Riverview 49-yard line. And one of the problems College Place had last week was really having any kind of believable offensive passing game. Third down and nine with Marshall in the backfield, flanked by Tyner, rolling to his right. Taylor looking to throw, fires out in the flat, and it's through the hands and dropped by Cameron Marshall. Looks like he might try to run with that before he caught it. He had a big Robert Franklin, that was Jose Cortez in his face, who just recently tackled Hunter for a loss. He's going to bring up fourth down and nine. And Moreno into punt for College Place. Betts, who scored Riverview's opening touchdown on the 30-yard bomb by Lee, is going to go back in single safety as College Place is going to punt from the 49-yard line. So, look, College Place with a little bit of momentum getting the ball at least to midfield. That one player coming off here. And it's fourth and nine with Moreno to punt. Snap. A little bit high. Kick away. Good kick, way over the runner's hands, going to bounce and be fielded by Betts through his hands. He goes back to his own goal line. Now he's trying to break away, and they're going to say touchback. That's correct. That is correct. If the momentum of the kick crosses the plane of the goal line, some fans aren't going to like that, but that is the correct call. If the momentum of the kick crosses the goal line, regardless of whether the player touched it or not, that is a touchback. And in high school, that is a dead ball. Like I said, we got fans out in front of us screaming and hollering. That is the correct call by the official. Even with a muff, the same thing with a kickoff. If a player muffs a kickoff, it goes through his hands and crosses that goal line. It is a dead ball touchback. First and 10, Riverview at their own 20-yard line. Keaton Lee in quarterback, flanked by Weatherby. Now we have a stoppage of play, and we have a timeout for Riverview. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We're back to live action here at Hawks Field as Riverview first and 10 at their own 20. Lead back to pass, fires out on the right. Caught out there, short gain, trying to break away. Now reversing field, now going backwards is the receiver, and I believe that was 33. I got 33 out there, and I don't even know who 33 is. And that goes for a loss of one on the play. Going to bring up a second down and 11 for Riverview at their own 19. Four-man front, Lee flanked by Weatherby, the freshman running back. Snap back, back to pass. Fires out that ball at the feet, intended for Torres. Could have been picked. It's coming up with Tyner, and it's incomplete. Going to bring up third down 11 here for Riverview. As earlier, they had a fourth and 15 at the Hawks 30 and converted. Now with a third and 11, 1:19 to go here first quarter. As Devin Berg checks out, Xavier Thompson in for him. Third down 11, two wides here out to the right. Lee and shotgun, flanked by Weatherby. Hawks dancing around to the four-man front, back to pass, firing over the middle. That man coming wide open. The crossing pattern is Torres. Hauling him down from behind is Kyler Tyner, but not before Torres. Very similar play as we saw earlier. That one going for 21 yards and a Riverview first down up to the 40-yard line. So far on the game, passing Lee 4 for 5 for 77 yards and one touchdown. Flanked again by Lee is Weatherby. He's going to hand the ball off to freshman running back, has a hole, and just hanging on for dear life is Miguel Moreno as Weatherby breaks free for 6 yards. Up to the 46-yard line. They're going no huddle here are the Panthers. Now we have a stoppage of play. It's going to be second down and 4 at the Panther 46-yard line as they move from right to left. Caden Lee, quarterback, shotgun formation. Weatherby flanking him. Snap, hand the ball off. Weatherby, he is hitting the backfield, breaks two tackles, still driving, and about four Hawks finishing him off is Miguel Moreno. I didn't quite see who made initial contact back there. Grayson Taylor getting up also from the piles. They stop Weatherby for no gain. Third down and 4, hash mark right for the Panthers. Again, they lead 21-0 here, and that is the time is out for the quarter. At the end of one here from Hawks Field, your score, Riverview 21, College Place nothing. We'll take 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Your ship has come in. Okay, how about your shipping has come in? During the month of September at Walla Walla's Postal Annex, get their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon. $3 off ground, $5 off air. And it's truly the way to go, wherever it needs to go. Whether you're packing up a college student, relocating, whatever, wherever. Remember, during the month of September, their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon is available. $3 off ground, $5 off air at Walla Walla's Postal Annex with convenient front door parking. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Have you ever heard of the old saying, it's too good to be true? Well, this isn't it. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,600 in rebates from Total Comfort Solutions on the purchase of a new comfort system and low interest financing. A new high-efficient, super quiet heat pump system for as little as $149 a month. And wait, you may qualify for another $1,100 rebate from your utility company. That's $2,700 direct to you. I love getting money in the mail. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. We get ready for action starting the second quarter. Riverview leads 21-0. And, oh, my goodness. We just went from third down and 4 to third down and 6. And this is where in high school, now they're going to say we're on the wrong side of the 45. Okay, there we go. I thought we were going to get 2 free yards there. Now they're going to respot it at the 46 correctly, and it's going to bring up a third down and 4 for the Panthers. Again, they scored on all three of their possessions in the first quarter. They scored twice without College Place even touching the ball. They recovered a squib onside kick. Now they're lined up third down and 4. Lee in shotgun, flanked by Weatherby. Long count as we have the receiver running downfield, and Torres looks like he was going to run that same crossing pattern, might have given the play away, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty walk-off third down and 9 as he was about 10 yards down the field on the far side before the ref blew his whistle. He had a definite jump on that. That was like CFL-type jump where the one guy comes running toward the line and takes off. Well, you can't do that in American football, FYI. Third down and 9, hash mark right for the white-shirted Riverview Panthers as the freshman Weatherby again will flank quarterback Caden Lee, the sophomore. College Place four-man front. Again, long count by Lee, low snap, back to pass. One man coming free, wide open down the field, caught by Anderson. Practically called a fair catch. He's inside the 25, the 20, down the field to 15, the 10. Finally hauled down from behind and tripped up at the 12-yard line. We do have a flag here on the near side at about the 37 as that play went for 47 yards. But what's our call? Ball's at the 37-yard line. Again, there was a blown coverage by College Place. It looks like they're going to pick up the flag. 47-yard gain, clear down to the Hawks, call it the 12-yard line. So big chunks of yardage coming for Riverview. And again, Anderson just wide open there as the corner released him and the safety wasn't there to pick him up. As they're going to come out first and 10 at the Hawk 12. Caden Lee again, quarterback flanked by Weatherby. Lee already with one touchdown passing so far in the game. Middle of the field, first down and 10. Back to pass. Lee looking to throw. Has some time now. He's going to keep the ball to the left side. Has an avenue to the end zone. Breaks one tackle. Two men converge right at the goal line and drive him out. And on the far side, I think that's Corrine that knocked him out right at about the 1. Give Lee, the quarterback, an 11-yard gain on the keeper as he went back in the pocket, didn't see anything he liked, then just took off and went down the left sideline down to about the 1-yard line. I will call it, actually call it the 2. I believe the 2-yard line is what we're going to call that. First and goal, Riverview at the 2. New running back in the game for the Panthers. I think that's Zuniga flanking Lee. Hand the ball off right side. Zuniga has Schwartz wrapped him up in the backfield and dropped him for a loss. Back at the, actually check that, that's Manili. Manili, the running back, is they're going to spot him back at the 6. A loss of 4 on the play. As Schwartz coming in from his linebacker spot to knife through and make the tackle. He had several tackles for losses in that opener against Highland. Second down and goal here from the Hawks 6-yard line. 10:30 to go here, second quarter. Riverview already up 21-0. Anderson and it looks like Manili will flank the quarterback Lee across the backside there of the backfield. Four-man front, hand the ball off right up the middle. Manili hangs on to football as Thompson came in, stripped it, and the ball was loose. Who recovered? The Hawks say they've got it. The referee threw his beanbag, and the College Place Hawks have the turnover. As I saw the referee come in from behind to throw the beanbag, that ball did get stripped as Manili was having a hard time hanging on to it. As it is, Manili got 2 yards down to the 4. I didn't see who recovered the fumble, but the Hawks hold on the turnover down at the 4. So a positive play here for College Place. They've had a few to cheer about here as they're going to have the ball first down and 10 at their own 4-yard line. 9:57 to go here, first half, 21-0 Riverview. Out come the Hawks, Taylor. In the backfield, again, this diamond set with a back on either side and one right behind him. Snap back, hand the ball off on the backfield. Breaking free is Tyner off the left side, finally wrapped up. And he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage to see where they mark him. They're right at the down markers. He actually had to break a tackle and jump over one guy just to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down and 10. College Place will call it their own 3-yard line is where they're going to spot it. 3-yard line. So far in the game, just give you some stats here for Riverview. Lee 6 for 7 for 119 yards, one touchdown. They're led in rushing by Weatherby, 5 carries for 36. We have a timeout here for Riverview, and we'll take one here as well. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature.
Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. Second and 10 for the Hawks. Their own 3-yard line. Now in at wide receiver is Adriel Zaragoza, the freshman. They're going to come out with, again, I'm going to call it that. Actually, he's flanked by Tyner, is Grayson Taylor. From their own 3, hand the ball from the backfield. Tyner is trying to break free, tries to get toward the goal line. Did he get there? And what's the call? Everybody's holding their hands over their head. Did he break the goal line? He did. And we have a man down in the goal line, behind the end line here, and I'm not quite sure who that is. But 2-yard loss back to the 1-yard line. We have a stoppage of play. Let's take a break here. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Injured player was Kyler Tyner as he quickly just runs off the field in some pain. And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 12 for the Hawks in their own 1-yard line. Tyner did a good job just to drive. He got hit in the backfield, and it looked like he wasn't going to get out of the end zone. A couple of defensive players raised their hands over their head in the triangle formation for a safety. But he did get out, and it's 3rd and 12, but the Hawks have the ball at their own 1-yard line here with 8.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Looks like Rogers flanking Taylor in the backfield. Lines are set, snap back is high, through his hands and through the back of the end zone. That is a safety. And they signal touchback. No, that is not touchback. That is a safety. 8:16 to go here in the second quarter, and Riverview now goes up 23-0. And let's take a 1-minute timeout here on Hawks Radio, KGDC, KGDC 2, 102.3 FM.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
We're back to Hawks Field here in College Place. We're after the snap goes past the end line. The Hawks will have a free kick here from the 20. And keep in mind, this is because this ball can be punted or place kicked, as Moreno's going to use a tee at the 20, and it is a live ball. Even if you punt the ball and recover on a free kick, the kicking team would then get the ball, kind of like an onside kick. But Moreno's going to kick off with Betts and Weatherby deep. They're standing at their own 35-yard line. He approaches the ball. Here's the kick. Angling end over end, kicking head toward the sideline, and it goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So, again, they can take the ball there. They can move it back 5 yards or have it 25 yards up the field, which would be the 45 of the Hawks. I'm imagining that's where Riverview will take it, would be the Hawks' 45. And College Place, the teams have lined up like they're going to get the ball at the 40. But no, it would go to the 45 if that's where they choose to have it. And the officials are going to talk about it. And what are they going to do? I'm just kind of pausing here because I'm a little bit shell-shocked here.
First and 10 review at 45-yard line.
I think that's a misapplication of the rule. Personally, I think College Place is getting a benefit of 10 yards here. Now they're going to talk about it. They're spotting the ball at the Riverview 45. Again, we're at 8:16 here to go. Riverview leads 23-0. They did turn the ball over on their last possession. Now they're going to come talk about it, the four referees. And I think they're going to move it back down to the College Place 45, where it should have been spotted in the first place. But don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. First and 10, Riverview from the College Place 45 is now they're setting the ball correctly. Again, when the ball goes out of bounds in high school, you either get the ball there, you have the team re-kick 5 yards back, or they get the ball 25 yards from the place the ball was kicked. In this case, it was the 20-yard line after the free kick. First and 10, Riverview at the Hawk 45. Lee in shotgun as two men slotted actually to the right. Low snap, reverse coming around the left side of the running back. He's kind of bowls his way as Lindstrom kind of wrestles him down. And the runner is Mons. Mons down to the Hawk 40-yard line, gain of 5 yards on the play, as lots of offense tonight for Riverview so far. I'm going to get you a number here in a second, as they already have 220 yards total offense, 101 on the ground, 119 through the air. Mons' first carry of the game, 5 yards, the Hawk 40, second down and 5. Long count here for Lee, flanked by the runner again, same play, reverse to Mons, left side, has an angle, and he's finally tripped up and falls out of bounds down to around the 37. Looked like Lindstrom might have been down there to the 32, check that, as Mons picks up 8, and a Riverview first down at the Hawks' 32-yard line. So far, Riverview on the game with 11 first down, 7 on the ground, and 4 through the air. They've already scored 3 times. Ball at the Hawk 32, 23-0, Riverview, 7:15 to go here in the half. Two men actually slotted right, Brenner Weatherby going in motion, pitched the ball right side to Weatherby, trying to drive him inside. Flag comes down, he breaks one tackle, and is finally driven down inside the 30 by, I believe that was Xavier Thompson on the tackle down at the 27, but hold everything, flag comes in. Flag rests back at the 37. They're going to talk to the captain Moreno and Taylor, give them the option, as it was a gain of about 6 on the play. Again, if that's a spot foul, that'll be clear back at the 37 where it's administered. Yes, it is. And they're calling illegal use of the hands. And they're going to spot it back to the 47-yard line. So, as it's said and done here, it's going to be the effect of having a 14-yard penalty. And it'll bring up first and 24 for Riverview from the Hawks' 47-yard line. Hash mark right. And again, they kind of go with this odd formation of Mons and Anderson slotted angled to the right here, with Weatherby flanking the quarterback Lee. Blitz showing left side. They're going to go inside reverse left side. Anderson has a big lane up the left side. He's going to go inside the 45 to the 30. Still going, dragged down from behind. looks like Corain just reaching out and pulling him down. A huge gain, almost picking up the first down is Anderson inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line. Give Anderson about a gain of 22 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and two from the 24-yard line. So they get it all back, plus a big chunk as he just took it around the left side and the inside reverse, and 22-yard gain. Second down and two. Weatherby this time flanking Lee. Hawks four-man set, five men right behind him. Hand off, again, reverse ball loose in the backfield. Going back and getting it is Anderson. He breaks one tackle, spun down, ball comes loose and goes out of bounds. As looks like the Hawks might get another break, but the ball, as after Anderson is spun down, ball goes out of bounds back at the 27-yard line. That'll go for a loss of three on the play. Second time the Panthers have put the ball on the turf. First one they lost down at the three. This one goes out of bounds at about the 26. Call it third down and four from the College Place 26. They can go Wildcat again. Weatherby lined up right behind the center. Two men slotted right. Now we have a stoppage of play and timeout Riverview. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers. And boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love. And you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to live action here, third and four. They're going to go away. Wildcat set with Weatherby right behind center. Long count by Weatherby. He takes a snap. He's going to look to throw. He's going to hang it up down the far sideline. Man coming open, and it's a touchdown for Caden Lee, the quarterback, ordinarily the quarterback, on the reception as he lined up along the right side and beat the defender as Weatherby took the snap and fired it. And it's a 26-yard touchdown, Weatherby to Lee. And Riverview goes up 29-0 here with 5:35 to go here in the second quarter. So Weatherby took the low snap and just took a couple steps back and hung it up deep. And it was a throw right on the money, and Lee hauled it in at about the 5 and walked right into the end zone for Riverview's fourth touchdown of the game. That coming on third down and four. Holding here is Hamlin. And in the kick, we have a new placement here, Alex Zuniga in for Riverview. Lines are set, snap, down, kick is up, and it is good. 5:35 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Riverview, 30. College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawk Field here in College Plays. There's another big play on third down for Riverview. This is coming on a 26-yard pass play from freshman running back Weatherby. That's Spencer Weatherby, was lined up in Wildcat. He took the snap and threw to the ordinary quarterback, the turned wide receiver, Caden Lee. He takes it in from 26 yards out. As Weatherby, they've run that play once already, but it was incomplete. It's 0-1 in the year. That one going for a score. Kicking the ball off is Carrillo with Taylor and I believe that's Tyner back deep. Line shot kick fielded by Crane up short of the 27. He's wrapped up and dropped by Betts. That dropped at the 35. We have a flag coming in late. 8-yard return on the play by Crane. Let's see what the flag's about. I think we're going to have it unsportsmanlike on somebody. It looks like Crane just slipped the ball into the turf. I don't know if that was in frustration or not. But I think they're going to call unsportsmanlike. Yes, they are. Dead ball unsportsmanlike against College Plays. So that's not what you want at this point. That's going to move what was decent field position at the 35 back to the 20. And I think the story of the game is, I look at the stat line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plays in the first half by Riverview going for more than 20 yards. One run rushing and 5 passing. Lee so far in the game, 6 for 7 with 1 touchdown, 119 yards. That's 119 yards on 4 completions. And, of course, Weatherby with the 1 completion of 26 yards just now on the pass to Lee. So now 30-0 here, 5:30 to go here in the second quarter. College Plays just looking to get some sort of momentum of any kind going. I don't even really want to talk much about total offense, but as it is, it's minus 19 for the game. They have yet to complete a pass. They're 0-2, and they have minus 19 yards rushing. Again, diamond set in the backfield with Tyner behind Grayson Taylor. Hand the ball off, trying to make one man miss with Tyner, and he's driven back and decked, breaking free and getting initial penetration is Taggart back to the 15-yard line. So a loss of 5 on the play. They'll bring up 2nd down and 15. Again, just searching for some offense here are the Navy-shirted College Plays Hawks. Taylor going to come over and talk to Coach Pons here. Clock running 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter and is already 30-0 in favor of Riverview. Grayson Taylor, I talked to him on Monday, and I said, you get the Hero Award for the week after the running he did last week in the second half, in particular on the road at Goldendale. Hawks have come out 2nd down and 15 to wide to each side. It looks like they've got Tyner flanking Taylor in the backfield. Snap back, Taylor to throw. He tries to wind up to throw it. Now he tucks it in, and it looks like the ball is loose, and they got stripped, and it came out. Did Riverview get it? And they did back at the 10-yard line. So Taylor was running around back there trying to find an avenue to throw the ball, and he got stripped, and it comes out, and it's the 2nd fumble of the game. Unfortunately, the first one they recovered at the 13. This one the Panthers recover at the 30. So all kinds of adversity here for College Plays. Spot it right at the 10. Riverview will have 1st and goal at the Hawk 10-yard line. Hash mark right, 4:24 to go. Fantastic field position for Riverview. They've put the ball already in the end zone 4 times, 2 through the air and 2 in the ground. Weatherby, the freshman running back, will flank Lee, who just caught a touchdown pass with these 2 men slotted right. Snap back, hand the ball off, do the inside reverse. Ball is loose, picked up and dropped. And College Plays has it. They tried to run a double reverse, and Taylor picks it up in the backfield back at the 20-yard line. So that play didn't go. And I think I would charge that fumble to, I believe it was Weatherby, who tried to take the flip and then flip it back to the other running back, who is, that was Hamlin, but he couldn't handle it. It's going to be College Place ball. Second turnover of the game for Riverview, and they turn it over at the Hawks' 15-yard line. So College Place first and 10 at their own 15. They come out with Taylor flanked by Tyner. Snap back, looking to throw Taylor, fires out in the flat. That ball nearly picked off through the hands of the corner out there who read it. I believe that was Devin Taggart, I believe. Let me check. I couldn't see if that was 6 or 5. Excuse me, that was number 1. Sorry, Logan Williams, 5'8", 130-pound sophomore. Logan Williams broke on that play, nearly picked it off, went through his hands at about the 10 and incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Hawks at their own 15. And last week they at least had a few things to cheer about offensively. So far tonight, not much. Second down and 10, hash mark left. Cox looked moving from right to left out of the south end zone. Going to send two wides out right and one to the left. Marshall in the backfield, stoppage of play, and we have a timeout for College Place. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's Recipe for Satisfied Customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field, back to live action. Second down and 10 from the 15, back to pass Taylor. Ball is tipped in the backfield and knocked away as it looked like it was tipped actually twice by Devin Roberts. He tipped it up and then tried to pick it off, and it's batted back in Taylor's face, incomplete. So far on the night, Taylor, 4 attempts, 0 for 4. Shades of Highland against College Place a few weeks ago, as they were 0 for 10 with 2 interceptions. College Place so far 0 for 4. And, of course, Drew Adams, their starting quarterback at the end of the year, went down with an ACL injury on the first game. And College Place just kind of had kind of a rotational situation in the backfield offensively. Third down and 10 as a junior Taylor getting the signal comes back in. Third and 10 Hawks from their own 15. So far offensively, actually their biggest play was a 3-yard run by Marshall, just trying to get some sort of thing started offensively here. So they're going to go wide to either side. Zaragoza right and Lindstrom left. Diamond formation in the backfield, back to pass. Taylor winds up, throws it deep down. It's a jump ball. Going up and getting it is Lindstrom. Did he catch it? He went up and got it at the end. They're going to say he caught it. Great concentration by the junior Lindstrom at the 38-yard line as he just out-jumped the defender. Looked like that was Miles Berry. And it goes for 23 yards up to the Hawks' 38-yard line. Nice throw, Taylor, for his first completion and the first down for the Hawks as Lindstrom went up and got it. First and 10 Hawks at their own 38, 4 minutes to go here in the first half, 30-0 Riverview. Again, diamond formation, one man flanking either side of Taylor, snap back. Nobody to hand the ball off to. He's wrapped up and dropped by, it looked like, Roel Rojas breaking free as Taylor caught the high snap, and by that time everybody was past him, and he's dropped for a, we'll call it a one-yard loss back to the 37. Second down and 11 from the 37. I guess the good news is offensively that puts College Place, actually I was going to say it wasn't put them in the place offensively and positively. They're still at minus 7 is what I have them for. Second down and 11 from the 37-yard line. And that was a 23-yard pass play on 3rd and 10 from Taylor to Lindstrom. Got Rogers in the backfield. Taylor going to take the snap. He's back to pass, rolling to his right, looks to throw, winds up, throws it deep down the field. Lindstrom goes up and catches it again, and Torres throws him out of bounds, but not before he takes it all the way down to the Riverview 33-yard line. Great throw by Taylor as Torres had his back to the line of scrimmage, and Lindstrom just ran under that perfectly led ball by Taylor down the right sideline in front of the Riverview bench. And that play is going to go for 30 more yards, 30 yards on the completion to the Riverview 33-yard line. The College Place has something going here. Two straight long completions to the junior Lindstrom, two first downs after the fumble recovery by Taylor on the double reverse. First and 10, Hawks at the Riverview 33-yard line. 3 minutes to go here in the half. Riverview 30 and College Place nothing. Two long pass plays in a row there. They again come out with diamond set. Zaragoza left and Lindstrom right. Three-man front for Riverview. They're saying, hey, maybe College Place can throw the ball. Lines are set, and everything's going to kind of wind down here in slow motion as the snap goes awry. I think we have a penalty flag down. We have a dead ball timeout. Riverview, we'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hi, Walla Walla. Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Are you looking for a quality used vehicle, but tired of the same old hassles and gimmicks that get you to buy a vehicle? Well, that won't happen at Paragon Auto Sales. I built this business on old-fashioned values of trust, loyalty, commitment to the customer. It's the perfect place to make a good sound judgment on your next vehicle purchase. Or we can help you get rid of that extra vehicle, too. Come see us today, Paragon Auto Sales, on the corner of Myra and Rose. Or visit our website at usedcarswallawalla.com.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place on the campus of College Place High School. Two long pass plays from junior Grayson Taylor to Cameron Lindstrom. And College Place goes from their own 15 to Riverview 33 as they have a first and 10 at the Panthers 33. Snap back, firing as Taylor looks to throw it and throws it backwards to Tyner as he catches it. And gets it down to the 29, tackle on the play by Weatherby, as Taylor didn't really took the snap. Looked like he might try to throw it backwards. There was all kinds of traffic back there in the backfield. That would have been a backwards pass. As it goes for a four-yard gain, we'll call it the 29, just inside the 30-yard line. Third straight completion for Taylor after four straight incompletes. Four-yard gain, second down and six inside the 29. Hash mark left is checking in for College Place as Moreno for, I believe, that is Forberg. So out comes College Place, their navy tops. Taylor in shotgun, going to be flanked by Tyner. Three wides out right and one to the left. He's had that isolation set with Lindstrom. Back to pass, Taylor looks to throw. Just hangs it up deep. Going for the ball is Lindstrom. We had some contact down there at about the 10 as the cornerback shielding the receiver Lindstrom. Might have been some contact there, maybe, but the official hangs on to his flag. Incomplete. Going to bring up a third down and four at the 29-yard line. Hannah Brenda Bluffin up here in the press box kind of wishing she had pom-poms. Yes. And now they're going to spot it at the 30. No, let's put it at the 29. That sounds better. Okay. Third down and six from the 29. Taylor again checking in with the play. We're down to 1:54 to go here in the half. Riverview 30. College Place nothing. They have a third and six at the Riverview 29-yard line. That's Diamond set again. Back flanking Grayson Taylor. Taylor's going to fake the handoff. Pitch it back. Left side. Running room. Left side. Tripped up. Not able to get away. Looked like Tyner might have an angle there. Weatherby caught him by the ankle, and Tyner just could not quite get the corner. It's going to be a short gain of, I believe, two, down to the 27-yard line. Going to bring up a fourth down and three as the Hawks need to get down to about the 24-yard line. Third down and three. Excuse me, fourth down and three, 1:17 to go and clock running. Panthers lead 30-0, but the Hawks driving here, really their first offensive momentum here of the half. Tyner is going to flank Taylor in the backfield. Five-man front, six-man front for Riverview. Back to pass Taylor in all kinds of trouble, winds up, fires, and he fires at the feet of the receiver, Marshall. Has all kinds of trouble there. Pressure being put on there by Devin Taggart and friends, and the pass goes incomplete, and the Hawks will turn it over on down at their own 27-yard line. I think is where they're going to spot it. Let's see. We'll call it the 27. Yes. So 54 seconds to go for Riverview. I think he's going to check in at quarterback. They've put the ball in the end zone four times here in the first half. They scored twice before College Place's offense even got out on the field. They took four plays, 65 yards, and scored. Recovered an onside kick. Then it was a 49-yard drive to go up 14-0. Lee will line up in shotgun, flanked by Weatherby, two wide either side. Four-man front for College Place. Back to pass Lee, looking to throw a late blitz coming through. Wrapped up, breaking away is Lee. Now he looks downfield, keeping the ball. Gets a couple of blocks, runs down the right side in all kind of room, and he's finally dropped at the 48-yard line. So after it's all said and done, keeper by Lee picks up 21 yards up to the 48-yard line. Three carries for 39 yards for Lee here on the half, and it is a Panther first down. Clock will stop to move the chains. Now it's winding. All again spotted at the 48-yard line. First and 10 there, 34 seconds to go. Lee in shotgun, flanked by Weatherby. Two wides either side. Low snap, back to pass. Rush coming. Xavier Thompson tried to wrap him up. Re-break three, still going as Lee. Down the right sideline, cuts back inside. And Forberg's going to finally hang on and drop him as Lee's still driving forward, refuses to go down, but they finally blow him dead pretty much after running around all over the place. Back at the line of scrimmage, maybe a lost a half yard, possibly, but the clock's still running, and that is timeout for the half. At the end of two quarters of play here from Hawks Field and College Place, your score, Riverview 30, College Place nothing. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
Your ship has come in. Okay, how about your shipping has come in? During the month of September at Walla Walla's Postal Annex, get their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon. $3 off ground, $5 off air. And it's truly the way to go, wherever it needs to go. Whether you're packing up, a college student, relocating, whatever, wherever. Remember, during the month of September, their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon is available. $3 off ground, $5 off air at Walla Walla's Postal Annex with convenient front door parking. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Every once in a while, a really good deal comes along. Well, this is it. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and for as little as $59 a month, you can have a new 95% efficient gas furnace. That's right, zero down and $59 a month on approved credit for a clean, burning, even heat, super reliable gas furnace, and receive a $250 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 to get your new high efficient gas furnace for only $59 a month. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
It'll be in like a few minutes. Welcome back to Hawk Field here in College Place. Halftime score, College Place trails Riverview 30-0. Do a little recap here of the first half. The opening kickoff, College Place won the toss, elected to defer, and Riverview got the ball, four plays, 65 yards. Capped by a 30-yard pass play from Caden Lee, the sophomore quarterback, to Betts. That is Alex Betts, 30 yards. He was wide open as the defender fell down. Again, four plays, 65 yards. Riverview was on the board. The attempt for two on the swinging gates formation was incomplete, 6-0 Riverview. They then tried just a squid kick, onside kick. It went 11 yards. Again, in football, you have to have a 10-yard kick. It went the required distance and was recovered by Riverview at the Hawk 49. And Riverview went down the field again, scored a drive of 49 yards. That was capped by highlighted. They had a 4th-and-15, and Lee hit Torres for a 27-yard gain and won 4th-and-15 from the 30. Clear down to the Hawk 3-yard line. Next play, Weatherby took it in from the Wildcat set on the snap right back up the middle. And then later, Weatherby took it in from a 2-yard run on the conversion. It was 14-0 Riverview. Then after a Hawks fumble, it was Taggart carrying the ball. That's a Devin Taggart, the junior running back, 13 yards. Lee added the extra point, and it was 21-0. The Hawks were able to stop Riverview at their own 3-yard line after a Hawks turnover. They themselves got a fumble back at their own 3. But on 3rd-and-12, the snap went over the head of quarterback Grayson Taylor and through the back of the end zone for a safety, and it was 23-0. Then after the ensuing free kick, Riverview, the kick went out of bounds. Riverview got the ball 1st-and-10 at the Hawks 45. They drove down and had a 3rd-and-4 at the College Place 26. Weatherby, the running back, lined up in shotgun, I should say really wildcat, and Lee, who's ordinarily the quarterback, went out to wide receiver. He's trying to fly route down the right side, and Weatherby took a low snap, took about 3 steps and brought back and just hung it up in the air for his ordinarily quarterback, and Lee camped under it about the 5-yard line, took it in, and that is rounding out our scoring, 30-0 here at the half in favor of the Riverview Panthers. They have had 7 plays so far in the first half for 20 yards or more, highlighted by Anderson, the running back, 7 carries for 50 yards. Lee, the quarterback, 4 carries for 39 yards, and Weatherby, who came in leading the team in rushing, 6 carries for 31 yards. Again, touchdowns by Taggart and by Weatherby. Passing Lee in the first half, 6-for-7 for 119 yards and 1 score. And, of course, Weatherby on the shotgun throw, he was 1-for-1, 26 yards and 1 touchdown. Leading receiver was Anderson, 2 receptions for 42 yards. One was a 47-yard pass play where he was left uncovered down the field. Other receptions, Torres, 2 big catches for 48 yards. Betts, of course, 1 reception for the 30-yard touchdown. And Lee, the 1 reception for the 26-yard touchdown. For the half, Riverview, 1st-and-13, 8 on the ground, 5 through the air. Total offense, 290 yards. You couldn't split it any better. 145 yards rushing and 145 yards passing. But they have had 2 turnovers on fumbles. Not much to talk about offensively for College Place. Would like to highlight the play of quarterback Grayson Taylor. 3 for 9 there in the first half for 57 yards, with both going on long completions, one of 23 yards and one of 30 yards, junior wide receiver Cameron Lindstrom. So offensively, the Hawks with 2 first downs, total offense in the first half, minus 28 yards rushing and 57 yards passing for a total of 29 yards. In halftime, it is the Riverview Panthers 30 and the Hawks nothing. And we're going to take a 2-minute timeout here on Hawks Radio. Again, we're going to have the Darren Duran interview of the cross-country team coming up here shortly. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature.
Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. Time to talk with cross-country coach Darren Durand. And just to give you some background, we're in our second year at College Place High School of varsity cross-country. And first of all, Darren, just tell us about your experience as a cross-country runner and how you came to be in this great adventure of head coach for the College Place High School Hawks cross-country.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be the coach. Well, I started running as a middle schooler myself in Apple Valley, Minnesota, and moved on to high school. And after high school, moved into other endurance events, got into triathlons and long bike races and races. So as a swimmer in high school and a runner, it just kind of fit well. So I'm enjoying coaching the high school runners now and kind of passing that back down.
Okay. And tell us about your teaching position here in College Place and maybe how long you've been teaching.
Well, I'm currently a fifth grade teacher at Davis Elementary School. I was teaching science at Sager Middle School. This is my 11th year teaching in College Place District and my 16th year teaching overall.
All right. And now you've got a little experience maybe under your belt coaching cross country. What do you find most rewarding about coaching and what do you find most challenging about that?
Well, I think the most rewarding part is definitely the aspect of coaching the Hawks team, cross country team, is seeing individuals learn how to find new levels of success and then boldly going where they've never gone before in terms of new levels of pain and speed. And that's kind of a delicate balance. So I think the most challenging aspect in coaching cross country is balancing the level of workout intensity for each individual athlete and at the same time keeping them healthy.
Okay. And when you start out the season, probably even just every night when before you have a practice, you're probably thinking about, what do I want these kids to take away from maybe this practice or just this season? So what kind of values do you really focus on in instilling in your kids?
Well, I think the neat thing about running, distance running in particular, is that's a lifelong sport. There are so many parallels to challenges that they'll face in adulthood. And so the key value that I hope to instill is to help my runners learn how to break down personal barriers and achieve new levels of success as individuals and also in working as a team.
Okay, and then you are the boys and girls coach. So maybe you highlight a few athletes that currently on this year's team.
Okay, well, our boys team has doubled in size compared to last year. We returned most of our varsity team from last year, with the exception of Nico Romero, who broke his leg over the summer. So that's a real loss for our team. And I think our boys team will compete and be in at least the top five of the SCAC this year. At least I'm looking forward to it. That's one of my goals. Our girls team has grown dramatically. We had one runner last year, and this year we're up to five. So we now have enough girls on our team to officially enter a team score at the meet this year. It takes five runners minimal to enter a team score. So our girls team should compete also, and I think really be in the top five of the SCAC, if not higher.
So other than the obvious name being defending, well, he's 2B cross-country champion, Kenneth Rooks last year, who are some other athletes you're really looking to step up this year?
Well, we got probably half of our boys team are brand new runners. Some of them coming out from the track team. So it'd be nice to see new names like Picari kind of fill in, maybe try to fill shoes of where Nico left off. We've got some returning athletes, my freshman boys from last year, Caleb Hawkins and Lincoln Mullen, Mason Goodwater and Kenneth are my co-captains this year. So really looking forward to them having breakout seasons and helping us get in the top five. Emma Rogers was a strong athlete for us last year and will be the anchor of our women's team. Got a couple of freshmen that are going to shine as well. And I think Malia Lowe, after her track performance last spring, will really shine and maybe contend for state as well as an individual.
So I'm trying to imagine you're at state last year. You've got Kenneth Rooks running. He wins state. I got to imagine that that somehow put us on the map as a school, at least on somebody's radar.
I can't tell you how many meets we went to last year, and they would wonder, like, well, where are the Hawks? And we'd say College Place, and they often ask, well, where's College Place? So beginning to kind of give people the geographical sense of where College Place is, I think has already started last year and will continue this year. But I think what that statement victory was as a state champion kind of says that we have a lot of talent in our district and that we're a force to be reckoned with, and definitely going to be a district and a high school that's going to be coming to the forefront in future years in many, many areas, not just athletics.
So obviously you're focusing on all athletes, but just to mention Kenneth Rooks in particular, so he won the 2B title last year. What does the 1A landscape, how is that going to differ for him as potentially, if you want to use the term repeat, as state champion at the 1A level?
Well, just, I mean, the nice thing about the race for both from 1B all the way to 4A, they all raced the same course last year at the state meet. So looking at the 1A times from last year, the champion from 1A is a young man from the west side of the state, from Northwest, and he's coming back as a senior. His time was about 15 seconds faster than Kenneth's time on that same course. Kenneth would have fallen in at about second place just in the 1A time if you just transplant his time over. So obviously Kenneth's a competitor and he wants to go out and do his best. I instill in my kids the very first day that place doesn't matter, really. And the focus is trying to PR and doing their best day in and day out. And the place will take care of itself. So he'll be a competitor. He's going to work hard, and I know he's going to find success in that.
Now, just one last question. We're going to be airing this interview Friday evening. What kind of meets do you have looking ahead beyond Friday in the near future?
Yeah, beyond Friday, we will be at the Connell Invite the following Saturday, so 8 days from Friday on the 24th. So we get to face some SCAC competition as well as, you know, competition from Spokane and other areas as well. And then after the 24th, we begin our league competition on Thursdays, the 29th, and every successive Thursday after that. So we host our home meet on the 6th of October at Fort Walla Walla. So if people want to show up, 4 o'clock is our first and only home meet this year.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Again, we've been talking with cross-country coach Darren Durand, and we will continue with the Hawks pregame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Football on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers, and boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love, and you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments, just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field as we've got 1 minute left here in the half. Again, that was Darren Duran, the cross-country coach, talking about the team. Just giving you an update on what happened this last week in Hood River. They had their second meet of the year, and it was a kind of an invitational meet. I think it was 12 schools. Kenneth Rooks, the junior cross-country runner, got back to his winning ways. Last season, recorded the field's best time of 16 minutes and 57 seconds. He said the rest of the boys did well on the hilly course. They were ninth out of 11 teams. The girls' team recorded their first ever team score in cross-country competition as Malia Loa was the top Hawks finisher, cracking the top 15. And Coach Duran said this was a great early season performance and gives the runners time to build on in their future training. If you want to find full results, it's on athletic.net/cross-country. That's one word, and you can look at results and things like that on there. That's athletic.net/cross-country. Next meet is on Saturday, September 24th. That's the next Saturday at the Connell Invitational, where our team will face over 30 other teams. So that's the Hawks ladies and men's cross-country teams. Line to set here. Like Zuniga is going to tee it off on the kickoff here for the Panthers. They're going to move from right to left. College Place coming out of the north end zone with Tyner and Taylor deep. Short kickoff, end over end, coming up and fielded the ball short on about the 30, trying to find a gap. As Marshall, looks like the ball went out, and Riverview says, looks like they might have gotten it, and they did. As the ball popped out, as Marshall was trying to dance around about the 41-yard line, and he turns it over, and Riverview will take over at the Hawks 41-yard line. So a little bit more adversity there as Marshall's kind of holding the ball out, trying to get extra yards and got stripped. And it'll bring up a first down and 10, Riverview at the Hawks 41-yard line, as they already lead 30-0 here, moving again from right to left, south to north. Riverview in their white tops and dark numerals with red pants. Looks like navy helmets for the Panthers. First and 10, Lee, the sophomore in shotgun, flanked by Weatherby. Back to pass, firing the ball right side through the hands of Torres, and incomplete down at about the 35-yard line. Coverage there by Tyner. It looked like Torres looked to run before he caught that ball. Through his hands, incomplete. Second down and 10, Riverview. That is the third turnover of the game all on fumbles for the Hawks as Riverview has turned the ball over twice themselves. Hawks' first two turnovers, one was at their own 13, the other at their own 10, this one coming at their own 41. Second down and 10, again Lee in shotgun, two wides either side, flanked by Weatherby as Lee straight back to pass, looking to throw, fires out in the flat, and again through the hands of the receiver, and that is number two, and I don't have any idea who number two is.
Brings up third down.
And we're going to have to figure out what that is. The receiver, number two, incomplete. That may be Logan Williams, but actually I think it's Miles Berry. He's 5'11". Let's see. I'm going to say that's Miles Berry. I'm just going to take a shot at it. He's number three on the roster, and that guy's about 5'11". Back to pass. Lee throwing deep down the right sideline. Man coming open, breaking free. The five into the touchdown is the receiver, Cody Hamlin, as he beats the corner on the play, and he is wide open down about the 5-yard line, 41-yard touchdown pass from Caden Lee to the receiver, Cody Hamlin, the senior, one of five seniors on this Panther team, and it goes for a score, and Riverview now goes up 36-0 with the extra point coming here shortly. Lee just took the snap and shotgun and reared back and fired. And Hamlin broke free at about the five, uncovered pretty much, broken coverage down there. Another huge gain, eighth gain, over 20 yards on the ball game for Riverview. In for the extra point is Zuniga. I believe that's Weatherby to hold. Lines are set. And here's your snap. The spot, the kick by Zuniga is up, and it is wide left. 11:21 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Riverview 36, College Place nothing. Take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We're back at Hawks Field here on the campus of College Place High School. 11:21 to go here in the third quarter. Riverview scoring on a 41-yard pass play. Second touchdown of the game for quarterback Caden Lee. This one on a bomb to Cody Hamlin, the senior wide receiver, is now 36-0 after the missed extra point, 36-0 Riverview. Back deep for the Hawks are Taylor and Tyner. Again, this time teeing it off will be Anthony Carrillo for Riverview. Again, this is the opening conference game for both teams. He approaches the ball, line shot down the right side, heading toward the sideline, picked up by Tyner, reverses field about the 17. Running laterally across the field, the 15 looking for a block, cuts inside, almost breaks free, tries to get away from Zuniga and can't. And after all that, he took it at the 17, ran about 30 yards, and got 1 yard on the return to the 18. So first and 10 for the Hawks at their own spot at the own 18-yard line, and they take over. Again, their offensive output in the first half pretty much limited to two long pass plays from juniors Grayson Taylor to Cameron Lindstrom, who now is slotted out to the wide right, Corain left. Again, they go with this diamond set with Tyner right behind Taylor. Six-man front, going to do an inside handoff. No, Taylor faked the handoff, keeps it. He's dropped back at the 17-yard line. looks like about a loss. I'm going to say it's a loss of one, maybe about a half yard. We'll call it back to the 17. Back to the 17 minus one, second down and 11. Excuse me. I'll get it out eventually. Second down, 11, 10:44 to go here, third quarter. Again, Riverview scoring after a fumble kickoff return. They scored in two plays. And now College Play is looking to try to regain some of that offensive momentum they had right at the end of the first half. This diamond set again in the backfield. Taylor flanked by three running backs. Snap back, back to pass, fakes the short pass, goes deep. Lindstrom goes up and actually got between the defenders, Zuniga and Hamlin, and looked like he might come down, but went through his hands. Defender slashing in front of him. Pass incomplete. They bring up third down and 11. Hawks their own 17. Taylor on the game, 3 for 10, 457 yards, with 53 of that coming on two pass plays to Lindstrom. Third and 11 from the 17. Initial possession here for the Hawks after the fumbled kickoff. As Riverview has put the ball in the end zone five times so far in the game, three through the air and two on the ground. They're going to go three wides out here right, flooding the zone, and one to the left. Flanking Kiner is Grayson Taylor in the backfield. Shotgun snap. He's going to take the snap and try to run four, and he has just dropped. Four Panthers converge, led by Taggart and Williams. Nowhere to go. And they're going to call him down at the 10-yard line. Loss of seven on the play. It'll bring up fourth down. Taylor, five carries on the game for minus 15. Betts, the return man, back in single safety. They have a little bit of breeze here coming out of the west and the southwest. Moreno will punt as Schwartz checking in late for College Place. Punt time now. Line of scrimmage is actually the 15. Sorry about that. Line shot kick gets past the return man, Betts, who goes back to the 50, picks it up, tries to get down the sideline, finally wrapped up and dropped down to 43 by Lindstrom and Trindell and Thompson. Give Moreno a 35-yard punt. I had the line of scrimmage wrong on that. Line of scrimmage was actually the 15. 35-yard punt by Moreno and an 8-yard return by Betts. Betts is the 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. That's B-E-I-T-Z. And great field position for Riverview at the Hawks' 42-yard line. So first and 10, the last possession was at the 41. This one coming at the 42. Again, great field position. As again, lining up in shotgun is Caden Lee, flanked by freshman running back Weatherby. Back to pass, Lee fires over. Golf ball caught by the unknown man, number two. Hanging on for dear life on the tackle is Tyner, down to the 35-yard line. Give that receiver a gain of, I'll call it, seven, down to the 35-yard line. It'll bring up second down and three. Is again, I believe that receiver, I'm going to guess it is Miles Berry, but I don't really know. Second down and three from the 35. Lee in shotgun, again, flanked by Weatherby. Long count, back to pass again. Lee looks to throw, winds up, throws deep down the right sideline. Man turning around, the ball goes through the hands of the receiver Hamlin down at the 10-yard line.
Please pass attendant for Hamlin. Incomplete.
Trying to see who the coverage was. I think that was Crane down there on the coverage. Maybe. I'm trying to pick the number out down there. Actually, I think that might have been, excuse me, I think that's Christian Kelsey. As this guy needs to get his binoculars set here. Third down and three. Riverview at the 35-yard line. Again, Caden Lee in shotgun, straight back to pass. Looks to throw, ball over the middle. It's that crossing pattern again. Torres breaks free from one man. It's a foot race to the end zone. He stripped at the goal line. They're going to say he crossed the goal line at the plane, and they're going to give him the score. It looks like he was stripped after he crossed the goal line, and that play is going to go for a touchdown of 35 yards from Lee to Torres. And Looks like Torres getting up slowly. Stoppage of play here. But Torres has killed College Place tonight on that crossing pattern. That one going for 35 yards and a score. Three catches for 83 yards for Torres. Third touchdown on the night for Lee in passing. This one coming with 8:24 to go here in the third. And is now 42-0 in favor of the Riverview Panthers. And we're back to extra point here. Coming in is Anthony Carrillo. He will be the third place kicker here. Zuniga and also Lee have tried extra points here. Again, Weatherby to hold. And here we go. Lines are set. Snap back is good. Kick is up, off to the right, and it is wide right. 8:24 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Riverview 42, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi Walla Walla, Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Are you looking for a quality used vehicle, but tired of the same old hassles and gimmicks that get you to buy a vehicle? Well, that won't happen at Paragon Auto Sales. I built this business on old-fashioned values of trust, loyalty, commitment to the customer. It's the perfect place to make a good sound judgment on your next vehicle purchase. Or we can help you get rid of that extra vehicle too. Come see us today, Paragon Auto Sales, on the corner of Myra and Rose. Or visit our website at usedcarswallawalla.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. It only took a couple plays here for Panthers, Riverview Panthers, to go 42 yards. They now go up 42-0 here in the third quarter. Three touchdowns on the night for Lee. 9-for-12 for 202 yards and three scores. He's throwing 30, 27, 21, 47, 41, and 35. Some big pass plays in the air for Lee. Kicking off is Carrillo. Back deep again, it looks like Taylor and Tyner. Carrillo approaches the ball. Line shot kick, fielded straight up by Braden Schwartz at the 30, and he's going to be dropped at the 42-yard line, just taking it straight up the field. Is Schwartz decent field position for College Place at their own 42-yard line. As we will have the 40-yard, the 40-point difference, we will have a running clock from this point on. We have 7:54 to go here in the third quarter. Riverview now at 42-0. College Place, again, I mentioned before, but offensively, two big plays to talk about. Pass plays of 23 and 30 yards, junior Cameron Lindstrom, but not really much else. Rushing yards has been really a disaster on the night, minus 31 yards rushing for the Hawks and 57 through the air. Tyner flanking Taylor in the backfield, two wides left, taking the handoff off is Taylor. He's going to drive forward, try to get back near the line of scrimmage, might have picked up a yard. Calm down at the 43, gain of one on the play. Going to bring up second down and nine from there as College Place, again, just looking for some sort of offensive momentum here, trailing 42-0. Taylor again checking in with the play. College Place again with their navy tops and navy helmets, orange numerals, and white pants. Wide to either side of that diamond set with two running backs flanking Taylor with Tyner behind him. Four-man front, turn, hand the ball off, trying to find some open room in the backfield as Tyner nowhere to go, hemmed in and dropped right about back at the original line of scrimmage. Checking in is Xavier Thompson, but Tyner, a loss of a yard. That'll bring up a third down and 10. Again, clock running. We're down to 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. And the Riverview Panthers in the opening SCAC East conference game for both teams here from Oxfield lead 42-0. As it's been the story of some big chunks of offensive yards, mainly through the air, but some through the ground, and some unfortunate Hawk turnovers. Third down and 10, middle of the field for College Place at their own 42. And I'm going to call it that diamond set. Running back flanking Taylor with Tyner behind him. Snap back. Taylor looks to throw. Fakes the short pass. Coming back on his terrain. He just goes up and gets it. He's decked. But not before he gets down to the 42. Penalty flag is down. And Karain just kind of, the ball was underthrown. He came back for it. Caught it at the 42 for a gain of 16 yards. Personal foul face mask. And so it's going to be a 16-yard gain to Karain. His first reception of the game. Third first down for College Place. And the 15-yarder. Second face mask penalty of the game against the Panthers. We'll move it from the 42 down to the Panther 27-yard line. So a definitely a total net. That's a 31-yard gain for College Place. And they're now going to spot it, actually spot it down at the 20. We'll call it the 26-yard line. So really a gain of 17 on the play to Karain. First and 10 from the 26 for the Hawks. Two wide to either side. Snap back. Hand the ball off Tyner. He has just dropped in the backfield. Somebody forgot to block Jose Cortez as he breaks through 5'9", 155-pound junior. And nothing there for Tyner to speak of. A loss of 4 on the play back to the 30. And Tyner with one big carry last week against Goldendale. I think that was like a 63-yard touchdown run in the first half. This one going for a loss of 3 yards back to the 29. Second down and 13 from the 29. 4:52 to go here in that third quarter, 42-0, Riverview. College Place trying to mount a drive here. Tyner flanking Taylor, double wide either side. Snap back, back to throw. Taylor winds up, fires over the middle behind Cameron Lindstrom down at about the 25-yard line. Coverage there by Manili. Really no chance for Lindstrom. He just tried to reach back with his left hand and a throw pass well behind him, incomplete. They'll bring up third down and 13 from the 29. Taylor, the junior, 4 for 12, 74 yards passing on the night. But 4 completions and 74 yards isn't bad. Talking about offense for the Hawks. Third and 13. Tyner again will flank Taylor with Marshall also in the backfield. Two wides left and Lindstrom wide right. Four-man front. Rolling to his right, Taylor fires out the flat. That ball is caught by Marshall, trying to make a couple men miss, and gets down to the 22-yard line.
Cameron Marshall.
So that will bring up fourth down, but a gain of 7 yards on the play to the junior, Cameron Marshall. Marshall was on the 4x100 relay team. Actually, also was competed in regionals in the high jump. And as well as Lindstrom, for a matter of fact, and Schwartz. Those three guys are at regional now, I think, about track. It's going to bring up fourth down. Ball spotted at the 22. College Place has to get down to about the 16-yard line. We'll call it fourth and a long 6 from the 22. Taylor in shotgun, back to pass, looking to throw. Winds up, fires downfield, and overthrows the receiver. Down to about the 15-yard line was Cameron Marshall. Coverage there down there by the mysterious number 2, who I think is Miles Berry. That is incomplete, and the Hawks will turn it over on down.
Takes over on down. First and 10.
So from the 22-yard line, the Panthers will get it back. Again, we're under running clock here. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. 42-0 Riverview. Again, Keaton Lee will come out at quarterback. Back in the original set they had in the first quarter, flanked by Anderson and Weatherby. Hand the ball off. Weatherby up the middle has all kinds of opening. Breaks free and just kind of goes down in the arms of Cameron Lindstrom up at the 31. give Weatherby a gain of 9 as we have a player down in the backfield, and it is a Hawk, and I'm not sure actually popping up. I think it's Devin Byrd. He just pops right up, and he needs to come out. He doesn't want to come out. He just says, leave me in, coach. But they did have to stop play, so Bird's going to have to come out. That's sophomore Devin Byrd. 9-yard gain on the play by Weatherby. Second down and 1, we'll call it, from the 31 for the Panthers. Clock running 1:56. Coming in is David Rogers in defensively for College Place at nose tackle. 3-man set in the backfield with Anderson and Weatherby flanking Lee. Wide to either side, 4-man front, snap back, inside handoff. Anderson trying to find some running room, gets around the corner almost. Dives inside in the arms of Marshall as Lindstrom turning that back inside. Also, Thompson on the tackle. Not before Anderson picks up 3, short gain, but a first down up at the 34-yard line. Another rushing first down for the Panthers. I have them down on the evening for 16 first downs, 9 to the ground and 7 to the air. Stoppage of play, penalty flag down in the Hawks defensive backfield. And it looks like we've got a numerically challenged defense, unsportsmanlike against College Play. Okay, that's the second unsportsmanlike penalty against the Hawks. And I'm not exactly sure what that was all about. They're going to mark off 15 here in a moment. 15 yards is going to move it from the 34. Everybody's kind of standing around, the officials standing around right now. Now they will administer that from the 34 up to the 49-yard line. And they're going to wind the clock. Again, with a 40-point or more differential, the clock runs even on stoppage of play. It only stops on scores. So the Panthers, already up 42-0, have the ball at their own 49. They've scored twice here in the third quarter,
49-yard line, first and 10.
Both on long pass plays. Lee, again, the sophomore quarterback, flanked by those two running backs, Weatherby and Anderson, Torres, and Hamlin just pitched the ball off the right side. Weatherby looks like he might was going to throw it. Now he tucks it in. He's down the right sideline. It's a foot raise inside the 30. Still going, cuts inside down to near the 25. They're going to be knocking him out of bounds. They finally caught up to him. Again, Weatherby took that pitch. Looks like he might fade back and throw. As it is, he goes down to the 28-yard line, we'll call it. And it's a 21-yard gain for the freshman Weatherby, who now has 61 yards on 8 carries. First and 10 for Panthers as time is running out here, and that will do it. At the end of 3 here from Hawks Field in College Place, Riverview Panthers 42, your College Place Hawks and nothing. We'll take 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here on the campus of College Place High School. From the backside of Walmart and Highway 125, we head into action here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Riverview Panthers tonight, 42-0, as sophomore Caden Lee has lit up the airways, 9 for 12 for 202 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also, Weatherby, the running back, with a touchdown pass to Lee, lined up at wide receiver. Same set again in the backfield with Anderson, and I can't quite see which running back. The snap is low, but Anderson takes it off the left side, breaks down the sideline, and the ball is free, picked up back about the 15-yard line, and running up the sideline and dropped out of bounds is, I believe that was Lindstrom, I'm thinking. Anyway, it's back up to the 22-yard line, and College Place holds as Riverview turns it over for the third time. That is their fourth fumble and the third one lost. That one coming from the hands of Anderson, who actually had a great gain down to about the 15 before he lost the ball. So, Kareem going to check in here at wide receiver. Taylor going to come back in at quarterback. 22-yard line for the Hawks. Clock running, 10:55 to go here in the contest, 42-0 Riverview. Hawks plays with a couple of sparks offensively through the air. Really nothing to speak of on the ground, and looks like the Hawks are going to call timeout, and so will we. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio at FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Your ship has come in. Okay, how about your shipping has come in? During the month of September at Walla Walla's Postal Annex, get their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon. $3 off ground, $5 off air. And it's truly the way to go, wherever it needs to go. Whether you're packing up a college student, relocating, whatever, wherever. Remember, during the month of September, their UPS and FedEx shipping coupon is available. $3 off ground, $5 off air at Walla Walla's Postal Annex with convenient front door parking. Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to live action. Taylor fires the ball out in the flat at the feet of the receiver. That ball, I believe, was caught. No, it wasn't. Schrendel went down to get it right near the line of scrimmage, but it was low, and he had to dive, and it was incomplete. Second down and 10 from the 22. 10:24 to go here. All Riverview, 42-0. College Place just trying to get some sort of offensive momentum here as they've had their biggest threat was in the third second quarter. They had consecutive completions of 23 and 30 yards. That's about it offensively here for the Hawks. Is David Rogers now in at running back, flanking Taylor, three wides left and one to the right. Back to pass. Grayson Taylor rolling to his left in all kinds of trouble. Tries to break free, and finishing off him back there is Sam Mons. Huge loss. Taylor wrapped up and dropped back at the 9, I believe, yard line. Back at the 9, yes. A loss of 13 on the play. Actually, I've got the wrong line there. It's back at the 14, but it's still a loss of 9 on the play. Third down and 19. Hawks their own 14-yard line. Again, trailing 42-0 as Mons, the senior linebacker, finishing him off back there at the 14. Clock running again, 9:16 to go. Riverview 42, College Place nothing. It looks like there's a semi out on Highway 125 that wants to watch the game. He just kind of parked there with his flashers on. He has a nice view of the field here. So third down and 19 from the 14. Rogers again flanking Taylor. Schrendel crisscrosses over to the formation. Double wides either side. Snap back, back to pass. Taylor winds up, just fires over the middle. Going up is Marshall through his hands. Short of the first down at the 29 anyway, but it looks like if he caught it, he might have been able to go. But as it is, it was incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down for the Hawks from the 14.
Marshall brings up fourth down.
A couple drops here on the night for the Hawks. That one really unfortunate. Nice throw by Taylor on a little slant pattern by Marshall. Fourth down, so Betts again in single safety at the Hawk 47, back for College Place. A little wind of his bat is back is Miguel Moreno. Lines are set. The snap is good. He drops the snap, gets it away. Nice kick deep, and it's going to go out of bounds. Great kick into Riverview territory. They're going to spot it out at the 43-yard line. Penalty flag down as well.
Flag on the play.
So that was a 40. I have that down as a 43-yard punt and no return. We'll see what the penalty is. A nice night punting. That's the third punt of the night for Moreno. And what's your call? We have, just like he said, dead ball personal foul was the signal against the Riverview Panthers. So that's going to move it back from the 43. Mr. Referee, stay right there at the 43, please, before they administer that penalty, which I think is going to be dead ball personal foul, 15 yards. So all said and done, that's going to move it back to the Panther 28-yard line. So net, quite a difference for the Hawks. Now, wait a second. They're administering that from the – I'm so confused.
Penalty dead ball foul against Riverview.
Okay, I'm really confused because they marked that as a spot foul, and they move it back to the Panther 49-yard line, and I don't know what that is all about. That is totally confusing. Please explain that to me, Mr. Referee, because I have no idea what you're talking about. The ball went out of bounds at the 42-yard line, and now what are they signaling? Now they're confused. The referee says, hold everything. And they're actually spotting that. They originally spotted it out at the Riverview 43. Now they're spotting it out at the 40. I think the guy actually picked up his foot and forgot where the original spot was, to be honest with you. And we're going to give Miguel Moreno a 46-yard punt with no return. And the personal foul call, move it back to 25. Again, the officials aren't quite in midseason form here either, but they'll get it here. First and 10, middle of the field from the 25-yard line. So again, that was a 46-yard punt with a 3-yard bonus on there and a 15-yard personal foul. So Riverview is going to take over first and 10. Because now it looks like Miles Logier in at quarterback. Hand the ball off inside as trying to get free and trying to break a leg and not. Penalty flag comes in late as Gabe Padilla on the carry, wrapped up by a host of Hawks, one of whom had the leg of Padilla, tackled by Marshall and Grayson Taylor, man down on the play, as is a penalty flag. In the original line of scrimmage was the 25. He was dropped back at the 23, was Padilla, his first carry of the night. And what is our call? We do have a flag down as the injured man is Nate Curtis, the 5'10", 254-pound senior. We have a holding call, and that is a spot foul. And that flag rested, I think, at the 23. The hold call will move that back 10 yards. One thing Riverview has had a lot of tonight is penalties. That is their 8th for 84 yards. Flag dropped at the 23-yard line, so we'll move it back to the 13. So they'll bring up 1st and 22 for the Panthers at their own 13. Clock running 7:37 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Riverview leads 42-0 here in the inaugural league game for the College Place Hawks on their home field. Again, next week they will be at Royal. Now we have a stoppage of play. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Every once in a while, a really good deal comes along. Well, this is it. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and for as little as $59 a month, you can have a new 95% efficient gas furnace. That's right, zero down and $59 a month on approved credit for a clean, burning, even heat, super reliable gas furnace, and receive a $250 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 to get your new high efficient gas furnace for only $59 a month. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. Riverview 42, College Place nothing. Down to near 7 minutes to go in the game. Might be a tough game offensively for the Hawks. We've had really good tunes tonight from Anna Brenda Blessen on the PA system. In a quarterback, they're going to hand the ball on the reverse. And now around the left side is the running back, Logan Williams, actually receiver on the reverse, taking the pitch from Trevor Rogers, the backup quarterback. And he is wrapped up and dropped after a, we'll call it, 2 yard gain up to the 15 yard line. And we'll bring up a second down and 8 from there. As the Panthers with all kinds of reserves in right now, second down and 8. Again, the quarterback, Rogers, in. He is also a freshman. Snap back low, just kind of hands the ball. The guy has to go down, then he goes down to one knee, and everything goes down and winds down in slow motion here for the running back. Again, I'm pausing, trying to catch the numbers here. That was Gabe Padilla there on the carry. And that'll go for a loss back to the 13-yard line. So we'll call it third down and a lot. Third and 23. Cause I think that play went for a minus 4 on the play. Third down and 23 there. Hand the ball off left side. And going off the left side is Hamlin. He has open field, cuts back inside. And he's still going near the first down marker. As he gets up to the, we're going to spot him down right at the 33-yard line. And he is just short, I believe, of the first down. It will bring up the 20-yard gain on the carry by Hamlin, his first carry of the night. So they go from third and 23 to fourth down and 2. We could actually give Hamlin a 21-yard gain. We have a stoppage of play. We'll take a timeout here. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature.
Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to action here at Hawks Field as it looks like it's punting time here. Taylor retreating in single safety. High snap. Hunter goes up and gets it, just barely getting it away. Short kick, and it's going to take a huge Hawk bounce and go clear back to the 40-yard line. And we have a flag down as well. That was a booming 7-yard punt into the wind by Keaton Lee, the ordinary quarterback turned punter. And what's your call? A legal procedure against Riverview. And I'm sure the Hawks will decline as the ball went straight up in the air, hit about the 48-yard line, took a huge Hawk bounce. And Lee's punt is a grand total of 7 yards, which will be, the penalty will be declined. So first and 10, College Place, clock running here, 4:37 to go. They have the ball at the Riverview 40-yard line, and it's Riverview 42, College Place nothing here in the inaugural SCAC East League game between the Panthers and the Hawks. College Place breaks the formation with quarterback Grayson Taylor. David Rogers also in the backfield. Taylor flanked by two running backs. And he's going to take the handoff, keep off the left side, trying to find some yardage. And he's going to be driven down at about the 40-yard line. Pretty much no gain there for Grayson Taylor. He's had a hard time finding any kind of rushing openings here tonight. 8 carries for minus 18 yards for Taylor. And you look at offensively for the night, minus 46 yards rushing for College Place on 17 carries. Clock running, 3:40 to go here as Jackson Shoemate now checking in at quarterback for the Hawks. Second down and 10, College Place at the Riverview 40-yard line. It's been all Riverview tonight, both offensively and defensively. They're going to go with that diamond set again with two running backs flanking Shoemate with Rogers behind him, wide to either side. High snap. Rogers took it off in midair and tried to run with it. Goes up the left side, and he's dropped at the 42-yard line in the arms of Miles Logier as Rogers did good to make something out of that, and we have a man down. We'll take a timeout here. 3:06 to go here, fourth quarter, 42-0 Riverview. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. 3:06 to go here in the game as it is 42-0 in favor of Riverview as we have a stoppage of play due to an injured Hawk player. I want to give you some updates on other sports going on with the high school. First of all, the volleyball team. This was from Coach Amber Bryant. Tuesday night's game was incredible. The varsity team took the Royal City Knights to 5 games. And won the match with a nail-biting 15-13 finish in the 5th game. We battled back and forth the entire match, losing the first, winning the second, losing the third, winning the fourth. And of course, they pulled it out with that 15-13 fifth game. The girls rallied and fought hard the entire match. Their serving was excellent, which really tipped the scales. The JV team was also victorious. The 2-1 win over Royal. The girls scrapped and worked throughout the whole match to take the W. To give you an update on volleyball from last night here at the Hawks gym, as College Place took on Warden in SCAC volleyball play, and that match went 5 sets, and they lost to Warden. The Hawks took the first 2 sets, 27-25 and 25-17. The Warden took over from there the rest of the match, winning 25-19, 25-13, and 15-9. In soccer action earlier this week on Tuesday, College Place Lady Hawks took to the road to Royal City. Again, an SAAC Conference Division match at Royal. They lost 4-0, but Coach Trista Rogers had this to say. Ladies showed improvement in passing, but their lack of experience showed in terms of moving the ball across the field and out of the center. We are a young team with many girls who have never played soccer, which means we have a lot to learn and a lot of hard work to put in. The signs of determination and development are there. Goyle scored one of its goals on a penalty kick. Nevertheless, College Place sophomore Emma Ray made a strong debut as a goalie in place of starter Stephanie Saldana, sidelined with a broken finger from their previous game. Ray blocked countless shots and maintained a positive attitude, a true example of a Hawk, Roger said. I could not be more proud. And the Hawks will host the next game against Villa, which I think was yesterday, but I don't have a score on that. That's a little update on action from the Lady Volleyball and Lady Soccer teams as David Rogers comes back off the field after the injury timeout. We're down to 3:06 to go here in the game. Riverview leads 42-0. Hawks have a third down and 11 at the Riverview 42, we'll call it the 41-yard line. Again, is the inaugural league game for both teams this season. Of course, College plays its first ever league game. Unfortunately, they're on the wrong end of a 42-0 game. Jackson Shoemade in at quarterback, flanked by two running backs. And I believe that's Tyner behind him. Snap back, back to pass. Shoemade winds up, just throws it up deep. And Zaragoza comes down with it. Looks like he caught it and then was stripped. And they're going to call it a completion down to the 21-yard line. So a 20-yard completion from Shoemade to Zaragoza. He did come down, looks like, with 2 feet in and held the ball long enough for them to call that a completion. And it goes for 20 yards and a Hawk first down. Biggest pass play of the season for the freshman Shoemade. Again, he just timing route, he just hung it up there, and Zaragoza went up and got it. 1:47 to go here in the game. College plays first and 10 at the Riverview 22. Shoemade in at quarterback. Three men in the backfield surrounding him, men to either side. Snap back, rolls to his left, keeps, has a little bit of yard, and he's going to run out of bounds. Short gain down to the 20-yard line, I believe, gives Shoemade a run of 2 yards down to the 20, second down and 8. So we're down to 1:20 to go, 42-0, as we had running clock since about midway through the third quarter of play here. Second down and 8 for the Hawks at the 20, and Shoemade with a 20-yard completion to fellow freshman Adriel Zaragoza. And it'll bring up second down and 8 after Shoemade's keeper. Schrendel flanking Shoemade with Tyner behind him. Snap back. Shoemade just fires it up in the air, throws it, and down comes the flag. As looks like Lindstrom had a step inside on the receiver, and the receiver just said, "Hey, if I can't catch it, you're not either." And he graciously, Torres, goes back and shakes Lindstrom's hand for wrestling him down. Penalty flag, pass interference. That will be a half the distance to the goal, and that should move it down to the 10-yard line. So the one thing that Riverview has had negative tonight has been their penalty situation. And if that's half the distance, that would take it down to the 10. And that would be a Hawk first down. We have 43 seconds to go, and I'm sure the Hawks would like to salvage something here by putting the ball in the end zone. They'll have a first down. Let's see if it's goal or not. And we're going to take it back to the 20, and we're going to go for a little hike halfway to the 10, I do believe. And when they spot the ball, I believe it'll be just outside the 10-yard line, I think, maybe. I think they spotted it, yes. We'll call it first and 10, but it's like just outside the 10-yard line. A couple plays left here for the Hawks to try to score here. Now we have an official's timeout. And we'll see what the deal here is. Again, we have 43 seconds left. 42-0 here, Riverview.
That student is Mason Goodwater.
And somebody said free pizza, and I was kind of hoping that they would be like delivering free pizza to the press box or something, but It's not happening. I'm, you know, I get kind of hungry here. It is 9:25, and I haven't eaten in like 3 hours. Okay, so it's going to bring up first and 10, just barely outside the 10 for the Hawks. Again, 43 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. I got a frown from one of the fans in front of me, which happens to be a relative. Two wides either side, first and 10 from outside the 10. Shoemate takes a snap, hands the ball off inside Tyner. Spun down, short gain down to the 9 is Tyner.
Tyner, the ball carrier.
Second down, and actually call it the 8-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 from the 8. We're down to 21 seconds left. Shoemate going to come back in. Probably got time for just one more play here for the Hawks. They trail 42-0. But, oh, would they love to get something in the end zone here on the final play. Tyner will flank Shoemate with two wides to either side. 5, 4, 3, 2. Snap back. Looks to throw. Fires over the middle. That ball is picked off and dropped, and that will be the ball game. As valiantly they tried to score there on the final play, as it looks like the pick was by Weatherby, and that's your ball game. Final score here from Hawks Field, Riverview Panthers 42, College Place Hawks 0. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers. And boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love. And you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, "Let's play catch more often." Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place, where the game has ended and Riverview has come away with a 42-0 league win here over the College Place Hawks. Just to recap the action here tonight, the Riverview Panthers received the opening kickoff, and they quickly went down the field and scored in 4 plays, 65 yards, highlighted by a 30-yard pass from Lee to Betts, and it was quickly 6-0. Then the onside kick, Riverview recovered, and they went down and went 49 yards on the next drive, highlighted on a 4th and 15 from the Hawks 30. Lee hitting Torres for a 1st and goal to the 3-yard line, and then Weatherby taking it in on the next play. He scored in the 2-point conversion that made it 14-0. After a Hawks fumble, Taggart taking it in from 13 yards out, Lee's kick made it 21-0. A snap over the head of Taylor after College Place had recovered a fumble by Riverview at their own 3. College Place unable to move it, and the snap went through the end zone on 3rd down and 12 from the 1, and it was a safety to make it 23-0. And then it was a 26-yard pass play with 5:35 to go in the second quarter from Weatherby, lined up in a wildcat formation. Lee, the ordinary quarterback, was at wide receiver, and he just raced under a lofted pass by Weatherby, beat the defender, and that took us into the halftime, 30-0 at the half in favor of Riverview. Third quarter was more of the same. It was a 33-yard pass play as Hamlin was wide open down the right sideline and caught Lee's second touchdown of the game to make it 36-0. Then it was Torres, who on the night had three huge crossing patterns, three receptions going for 82 yards, the final one here in the third quarter going for 35 yards with 8:24 to go in the third quarter. That made it 42-0, and that then triggered a running clock, which we had for the pretty much the entire half of third quarter, the entire fourth quarter. To recap stats for tonight, leading rusher, 9 carries, 66 yards for Anderson of Riverview. Weatherby, the freshman running back, 8 carries for 61 yards and 1 touchdown. Also quarterback Lee, 4 carries for 39 yards. Passing, the sophomore Lee, 9 for 12 for 202 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Weatherby, the running back, on his one pass to Lee, 1 for 1, 26 yards and 1 score. Leading receiver for Riverview, Torres, again, 3 receptions for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. Hamlin, 2 for 40 and 1 touchdown. Anderson, 2 for 42. They're coming on a 47-yard play where he looped out of the backfield, uncovered, and caught a deep pass. And, of course, Lee caught the one touchdown for 26 yards. Betts, 1 reception, 30 yards, and 1 touchdown. Offensively, this is what I have for Riverview, 17 first downs, 10 rushing, and 7 passing, 436 yards total offense for the Riverview Panthers, 208 on the ground, 228 in the air. They actually had also had 3 turnovers on 4 fumbles. College Place really rushing. But that was really pretty much their game last week, as they were able to move the ball a little bit on the ground. Tonight, absolutely nothing. As I'm just kind of doing the math here, but total rushing for College Place, minus 40 yards rushing. They had 45 yards. Check that. They had 81 yards pass. I'll get it here eventually. 101 yards passing and minus 40 yards rushing. Grayson Taylor, 5 for 16 for 81 yards. And Jackson Shoemate, 1 for 2 for 20 yards. Leading receiver, Cameron Lindstrom, 2 for 53. Zaragoza, 1 for 20. And Terrain, 1 for 17. 5 first downs for the Hawks. And again, to repeat that, minus 40 yards rushing, 101 yards passing, 61 yards total offense, and 3 turnovers. They had 5 first downs, 4 via the pass, and 1 penalty. So that's pretty much your action here tonight, all Riverview offensively and defensively. Your final score here from Hawks Field, Riverview Panthers 42, and the College Place Hawks nothing. Again, we'll be on the road next week as we travel to the turf of Royal to take on, I almost hate to say it, number one ranked Royal City out of the SCAC East, as they have dominated teams all year. They were 14-0 last year, state champions. Return the state player of the year from a year ago. We'll talk all about him next week. We'll be on the air again at 6:35 next Friday from Royal. So thank you again to Daniel John back at the station. Again, this is Scott Reardon. Your final score here from College Place, Riverview Panthers 42, College Place 0. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.